From NPR West and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, why the American model of a strong presidency is failing in Latin America. But first, lawyers for Zacharias Moussaoui say their client is incompetent to plead guilty to being part of the plot to carry out the September 11th terrorist attacks. Later today, the so-called 20th hijacker, Zacharias Moussaoui, is expected to plead guilty to six charges of conspiracy. Mark Hosenball is an investigative correspondent for Newsweek. And Mark Hosenball, welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you very much.
So if Moussaoui does plead guilty, and that's not entirely certain given his past experience with the court, what exactly will he plead guilty to?
I believe he'll plead guilty to the charges filed against him, which include basically being a co-conspirator in the 9/11 conspiracy.
I see. And it's not entirely clear he will plead guilty because in the past he hasn't.
Well, in the past he sort of said he was going to, and either the judge said no, he couldn't because he wasn't competent, or alternatively he decided to change his mind.
Right.
In this case, you also have the lawyers intervening to assert that he's incompetent. I think the judge has already kind of indicated that she might not accept that argument, but on the other hand, maybe the argument will be very persuasive, so maybe she'll change her mind.
Because yesterday, Judge Leonie Brinkema found that he was indeed
competent. Correct. But I mean, again, his lawyers are going to go in and make apparently an argument saying that he isn't, and she has to listen to that argument, and if they make a very, very persuasive argument, maybe she'll change her mind. Maybe he'll change his mind. The whole thing does strike me as a bit of a roll of the dice, so it seems perhaps more likely this time that such a plea might go through than in the past.
His announcement that he was going to plead guilty, was that after he reached any kind of deal with prosecutors?
Not that I'm aware of.
So it just came out of the blue?
That's my understanding.
And so
it didn't come out of the blue in the sense that he's acted erratically in the past. So with this guy, something strange could happen every day. But as I understand it, there's no deal. I mean, if there was a deal, the death penalty would probably be off the table. And as I understand it, the death penalty is still on the table.
Haven't there been some claims by some other detainees that Moussaoui was not a part of the 9/11 plot?
I think there have been some claims that the evidence that we've heard about from Ramzi bin al-Sheib, who was one of the anchors of the plot, and possibly even from Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who was the designer of the plot, has indicated that he almost certainly was not involved in the September 11th conspiracy, or it certainly was not going to be the 20th hijacker, as the government kind of initially implied. There is some allegation or evidence that maybe he was going to be part of a second wave of attacks. I don't know that the government ever really nailed that down either. On the other hand, this guy's admitted in court that he's a partisan of al-Qaeda and an admirer of Osama bin Laden. So it's hard for him to not deny that he's a potentially dangerous individual and a terrorist. The question is, you know, is it fair for the government to convict him and send him potentially to the death chamber as a 9/11 co-conspirator when there's actually evidence that he probably wasn't? There's evidence that he never killed anybody.
What kind of evidence does the government have against him?
The government, for example, has his own statements. They have his suspicious behavior as a flight school student in Minnesota before September 11th. But most importantly, they do have evidence that he received money and I believe even was in some sort of contact with Ramzi bin al-Sheib, this guy who was one of the anchors of the 9/11 plot back in Germany. And also, as I understand it, they have witnesses such as Ahmed Rissam, a convicted terrorist who's involved in a plot to bomb Los Angeles airport during the millennium, that he attended al-Qaeda training camps and trained as a terrorist in Afghanistan. So there's evidence that the guy is a terrorist and a member of al-Qaeda. The question as to whether he was a member of the 9/11 plot as charged, I think the evidence is a little bit more problematic there.
Mark Hosenball is an investigative correspondent for Newsweek. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.